In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As the Son of Man makes his way from synagogue to home, to a secluded place, then to other towns, and then to other synagogues, he is under compulsion to preach the gospel. This is what he came forth from the Father to do. He knows what is in man. He knows the affliction of sin and of death, and he has come to deal with it on your behalf. Just as it was written and shown in last week's gospel, where he told the unclean spirit to shut up and come out, in the gospel placed into your hearing this day, he was not permitting the demons to speak, because they knew who he was. Consider for a moment what a contrast this is. Jesus himself is speaking and doing in every place exactly who he is and what he does. It is plainly evident for all to see and for all to hear. Just as it was with the Apostle Paul, having been converted on the road to Damascus and having seen and heard Jesus immediately, he too was under compulsion to preach the gospel in every place and to run the race that you also are running. But the unclean spirits, the demons, what about them? They are not allowed to speak, for the very reason that they know who Jesus is. He was not permitting the demons to speak because they knew who he was. Now, they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, that the more a name gets out, the better the business results will be, because name recognition is a key ingredient to customer response. And yet here Jesus is commanding that his name be kept from the unclean spirits, that they not be given opportunity to speak of him, that they remain silent. For the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be spoken in truth, and with praise, and with thanksgiving. The name of the Lord is not to be taken in vain. All the demons can do is lie, like their master. Have you come to destroy us, says the unclean spirit in last week's gospel. In fact, Jesus comes to shut them up and to cast them out, which can only mean that the unclean spirits serve at the behest of the Almighty and they cannot go beyond his purposes. To speak the name of Christ Jesus, to teach of him, to preach him, to sing his praises, to honor him as the crucified and risen Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, this is reserved for the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists, the preachers whom he has called and ordained, and you, his hearers, who together with all of these are incorporated into the true body of Christ, the church. It is you, and it is they, the prophets, apostles, and evangelists, who know and are set free from the bondage of sin and death through the crucified and risen one. It is you and they who are set free to love and to serve your neighbor, while kings are planted and rooted up throughout the ages, their works perishing after them. It is you and they who are sustained and who mount up with wings like eagles, who run and do not get tired, who walk and do not become weary, because the Lord God keeps you, and they, the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists, and all the dear saints, in the body of his only begotten Son, unto the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting. Such things are not for unclean spirits to speak of or to make known. In fact, when push comes to shove, the evil one and his unclean spirits would say, "If you are the Holy One of God, come down from that cross and save yourself." But to you it is made known that the Holy One of God lays down his life and brings you into His life. So that as you go through life with its many trials and tribulations, much suffering and anxiety, with families that seem torn apart and with work that seems so wearisome and worthless, you yet know and believe that it is not you who live, but Christ lives and abides in you through His grace and favor as His name is placed upon you and as His body and blood are fed to you. Now you see in this gospel how the Lord God is tireless in seeking out those whom He came to save. He is under compulsion to work His work on your behalf, even to the point of taking upon Himself your flesh and blood and running the race that was set before Him so that He may win you as the prize, an imperishable prize, not trophies of gold or silver, not beautiful wreaths and fine clothing of this world, but through a crown of thorns and a bloodied garment of scarlet, He crowns you with His mercy and bedecks you with a garment of righteousness and holiness in your baptism. The Lord Jesus knows whom He came to save. He knows they're weak. He knows they are sick. He knows some of them are demon-possessed. They're selfish and they're greedy and they're lazy and they're idolaters and they're liars and they're distrustful of God. They despise their neighbors. They fail in their work. They fail in their relationships. They mourn continually under the burden of sorrow, sin, and death. They do not understand who they are or where they came from. They are sheep who have gone astray. They are dead in trespass and sin. And it is precisely these for whom He has come. It is these to whom He has been revealed, even as the nations of the earth through the preaching of the gospel make it known. It is for these whom He is crucified, dies, and is buried. It is these for whom He is risen up from the dead. And it is these whom He will take unto Himself, bearing them up in their weakness, because He shares in their sufferings out of an everlasting love. And this He does gladly and willingly, not asking who you are and what do you want, but knowing and becoming who you are to give you what you need, the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life in His name. It is for this purpose He came forth from the Father and is compelled to go forth into every place. Notice also, as the Gospel of St. Mark bears out, that He awakens early in the morning to go to a secluded place. Not so that He can escape and enjoy nature, but so that as your beloved Savior, He may pray and make intercession with God the Father, through whom He was born into the world as your substitute in life and in death. This sanctuary is that secluded place now, where you and your family and children may go and receive rest, because in this place He bestows the rest and peace of the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life in His name. Now let us jump back a little. You have heard and seen how the unclean spirits are not permitted to speak of Jesus. Get a load of this. In next week's gospel, you will hear the Lord Jesus sternly warn a leper whom He cleansed out of pure compassion and say to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone." You might think this is a trick, like reverse psychology, where you tell someone not to do something precisely because you know they will. Because instead of remaining silent, you know what this leper does? He goes out and he begins to proclaim it freely and to spread the news around to such an extent that Jesus could no longer publicly enter a city, but stayed out in unpopulated areas, and they were coming to him from everywhere. This corner of Milton and Dale in South Bend may seem to you like a populated area. I reckon it is by the world's standards. But in truth, this is an outpost in the wilderness, an oasis, a sanctuary, where your Lord Jesus Christ hides himself in the cross, that you may come and receive him as he is, and not as you would like him to be. This is where he makes you his own dear child and sets you into the foot race of your life as you are given to discipline your flesh and to trust in him and no one else for every good thing. And so then, it is for those who have flesh and blood, not for the unclean spirits, to receive on the one hand and to make known on the other hand, together with the Apostle Paul, the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been manifested to his saints, whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, because he has joined himself to you bodily. It does not matter whether it is early in the morning while it is still dark, or midday or late at night. Neither time nor distance nor weather will dissuade your Lord Jesus Christ from placing himself into your midst and granting you peace and rest through his body and blood given and shed for you. Through his appointed servants throughout the world, he is tireless in seeking out the lost and bringing them into the everlasting life of his body and blood, even as he points them and you not to yourselves and your own past deeds, but to himself as the atoning sacrifice for the sin of the world. Together with the angels who proclaimed his birth, who ministered to him in the wilderness, and who announced his resurrection very early in the morning while it was still dark, to Mark and to Peter and to John and to Mary, together with the prophets, apostles, evangelists, preachers, and teachers who proclaim his saving work among the nations, you have been brought into the kingdom of heaven, not by your works, but by his everlasting grace and favor. It is of this kingdom and to this kingdom you belong, and it is in this kingdom that you are to remain by the grace of God in Christ Jesus forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.